Welcome to issue 11 for the 3 million years audio boo. It's the 10th of March today, and we've had a lot of new comics being released over this week. There's been some other news on independent comics, so quickly going into those first. The first comic I want to talk about is one called No More Heroes, which is available in print and digitally. Issue 1 is available as a PDF. It costs $1 and it's well worth it. There'll be a full review going on the site, but I thought I'd better give this one a big heads up first because it's an excellent read. All in black and white, some nice stuff. You just got to have a look at some of the art. The tagline being really that a superhero has died and we want to know why. It's very good. Very good read. Full review with the preview is already up on the site. There's some links on 3 million years, so definitely have a read of that one. What else have we got? We've got some new comics from Comixology, especially the introduction of Jonathan Hickman's comics, including The Manhattan Project, Nightly News, Pax Romana, Red Mass from Mars, and The Red Wing. All excellent ones. You can also get them in one big hit. All the issue ones except for the Manhattan Project are all free. And if you download Test Pattern, which is Jonathan Hickman collection, you'll get all the issue ones as one big file. So you've got things like Transhuman, as I say, Red Wing, Red Mass from Mars, The Nightly News, Pax Romana, and a couple of others. So that was good. With the day and date projects coming from the main comic companies. I got X Club, which is an excellent read. If you like the X-Men, you like Cy Spurrier's work, definitely worth reading. I'm also getting into Winter Soldier series, which we're now up to issue 3, which is very good. Villains for Hire, the miniseries, 4 of 4 also came out. I quite enjoyed that. Continuing the Avengers, Marvel's The Avengers prelude of Nick Fury's Big Week. Irredeemable, Detective Comics also is continuing to be one of the best series, and I always enjoy reading The Boys. Some big news coming up on 3 million years. Check out the site on Saturday at 3 o'clock. There's a project coming up for Free Comic Book Day in association with some other blogs and some other comic people, so definitely worth having a look at. If you're an artist or a writer, you want to do something for a comic, this is your opportunity. Check out the site, 3millionyears.co.uk, at 3 o'clock GMT. Definitely worth a read. What else has been in the news? Well, Comics Plus have released some free comics, some Peanuts comics, actually. You've got Charlie Brown, good old Charlie Brown, and Lucy Ford's Shoulder. So definitely give those a go. There's some free codes for those to download. You can get those on the 3 million years Facebook site, so give that a go, have a look, see what you think. For free comics, nothing to be sneezed at. They're available on the Comics Plus app, which is on the iPhone and the iPad. What else has been in the news? Well, it's a very good comic order from Yoto Comics, which is in association with Leviathan Games. It's a free download, and as you move the iPad or iPhone, the screen moves around with you. It looked awesome in 3D. Look a very good sight. Very worth recommending that as well. So definitely give those a go. What else have we had? Well, we've had a lot of new releases from Comixology. Graphically, iVerse Media for the Comics Plus app. So they're all coming through. There's also the news that Marvel are going to be doing digital download codes now for all their big titles, not just the main 3 or 4. So that's interesting news. I'd still like to see some figures on how well they would be doing and what sort of comparison we'd get from print sales to straight digital sales and how many people are using these download codes. Definitely worth having a look at, though. And it's an added thing. We're coming up for, there's a big conference coming up in America. There's Marvel have got their Comics Infinity, I believe it's called, which is going to be available hopefully tomorrow. We're hopefully going to get some big news on that. No idea what it's going to be, though, I'm afraid. So we're just going to have to work on that and see how we go. And I think that is all from 3millionyears.co.uk, this audio boo. Keep in touch. Keep on the site, and I will speak to you all soon.